I grew up in a Christian home and going to church. I was doing well at school, and I really enjoyed music and drama and sports, and really was quite good at most things. But I really had to be the best at everything that I did. I really wanted to be the best and to achieve well. And that included being a Christian, being the best Christian that I could be. And then when I was 15, I got ME, or chronic fatigue syndrome, and suddenly was able to do nothing. I at times could barely walk, could barely speak, and I slept for about 20 to 22 hours a day. And all my hopes and my dreams were taken away. I couldn't do anything. And it was coming up to GCSEs, and I knew that I wasn't going to get the grades that I'd been predicted, and life seemed really bleak, because what was the point if you couldn't do anything? And I got really, really angry with God. And I was crying out to him, what was the point? Why am I here? And I just didn't really seem to get an answer. And so I decided that it would be good to just end my life. And actually, when you have no energy, that's really quite difficult. And so after some consideration, I decided that taking pills would be the best way. And so I started taking paracetamol. But whilst I was sat in the kitchen doing that, I just felt the presence of Jesus right next to me. And he just said, I love you. And I couldn't go on taking the pills. I knew how much then he loved me. And I wasn't instantly healed. But I could go on. And it took time. It took 12 years for me to be healed. And it was a long process. But I had to carry on, and I got my GCSEs, and I got enough grades to do A-levels. And I took 3 years to do A-levels, which was again quite hard to my pride, really. When I was used to being an academic achiever, and then only doing 2 A-levels and seeing friends go off to university and not going with them was quite hard for me. But it was through that time that I really learned that grace is not anything that I can do. I think my faith before I was ill was based on trying to be the best Christian that I can be. And that was by works. That was by doing stuff. But I realized that it's not. I'm saved by what Jesus did for me, by his love for me. And I did my A-levels, and I was able to get a place at the Royal College of Music. After that, I freelanced as a trombone player for 5 years. And then God called me to go to Korea. And I thought initially that was going to be for 1 year, to go and teach English at a church academy there. But I eventually stayed there. It was for 10 years. It can be quite hard being a foreigner in a strange land. And I really learned through this time to depend on God for all that I need. And that really showed itself when I felt to go and study for a Master in Divinity. Initially, when I felt that call, I did my maths and thought that I had enough money for the tuition fees in my savings and I could live by working. But then the crash happened and it turned out that my savings now, the value of them would not be enough. But I spoke to one of the pastors in my church and he said, well, if you feel that God is calling you to do that, then God will provide for you. So I started to study, and every term when fees were due, I would find that either I had had enough work over the holidays to have saved enough, or one semester a friend gave me the money, or I received scholarships that covered parts of the fees. And in the last semester, I went on the school website to see if I had my scholarship again for the work I did on the internet site. And I went on the school internet site and found that I not only had the 50% scholarship for working on the website, but I also had 60% for having the second highest grades the previous semester, which meant that my last semester, God covered me with 110% of my fees. And I was so amazed at his amazing and continuous provision, even until the end of my study. And it's just been something that I've seen continually through my walk with God, is that he's always provided the things that I need. And it's not necessarily the things I want, but it's the things that I need. And he's always been amazing and abundant in that provision. And I'm constantly amazed by that. And I'm so thankful to God.